These are the topics that Sybil and I will cover today. I'll touch on the first two bullets and then hand it over to Sybil to discuss new developments and outlook for the future. So we will just get started with some of the current trends that we're seeing. As Kenya mentioned, I work with a lot of physician providers and some physician-owned entities, and as you all are probably well aware, they're very challenged right now as far as the pressures on costs and reimbursements. So they're looking at ancillary services and other arrangements to help, increase the revenue that they're currently getting. I'm going to pause for a moment, get my glasses out. And we're seeing a lot of creative ways that physicians are coming up with and other companies are actually proposing to physicians to help subsidize their income and have that, quote, mailbox money. So one of those is through the use of series LLCs. They're being used as a way to enable physicians to expand into other lines of businesses. And as you all may know, a series LLC is actually one legal entity, but it has, when it's formed, the charter states that it may or may not have series. And each of those series has different rights and liabilities. They've historically been used for real estate companies. And so each property would be placed into a respective series so that one property wouldn't have any adverse consequence from a liability for another property placed in a series.